First, though, let's get back here on this voter issue. The question came up yesterday. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
And Secretary of State Scott Gessler, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Now, Katie brought this to our attention yesterday, Secretary. Thank you very much for coming on, by the way, this early in the morning. Katie, you were trying to get your mom registered to vote. She hadn't voted for 30 years, so you...
It was my grandmother.
Oh, your grandmother. Okay.
My grandmother, yes. And she wanted to vote this year, and she hadn't voted in probably, I don't know, 20, 30 years. And so I said, I'll go ahead and register you. So I registered her, and that's about 3 weeks ago. And then on Tuesday, she called and said that she had gotten her ballot. And I said, well, I'll be over there Wednesday, and I'll help you fill it out. And so I got over there on Wednesday, and I opened it up. And I saw there's like a yellow piece of paper in there that said the 2012 presidential whatever, question or answers. Mm-hmm. And then there was the ballot and then some secret sleeve. So anyways, I opened up the ballot and I'm looking and I'm thinking, well, how come this says June 26, 2012 primary? And I'm looking, I'm thinking, well, there's not even a ballot in here and the primaries have already passed. And I was just, I didn't know what to do. So then I happened to see a number on there that you could call. I called the voter number downtown, wherever it was, and I explained what I had. And they're like, well, are you sure that's what you got? I'm like, I promise you that's what I got. And they said, can you bring it down to us today? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I go
so
down
you took,
to the...
So you took your time and you went down there, mm-hmm. and what did they say?
They could give me an answer. They're like, well, when did you receive this? I said, yesterday. And then one of the ladies that took the paper looked, and she goes, and told the other lady, said, look, this does say the 2012 presidential, but she got the primary ballot for back in June. And they said, we didn't know what happened. And I said, well, is she still going to get her ballot? They didn't know. I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. So I told my grandma, I said, well, I went back to her house. I said, well, I'm not sure what's going to go on. And I happened to be driving yesterday, and I thought, oh, Steve Kelly. So that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, excellent. Scott, I think you have that in a nutshell. What do you take? I mean, we're not accusing anybody of voter fraud, but Katie yesterday also added that she got the sense that it just something didn't feel right. And I trust a woman's intuition. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I mean, obviously something's not right. I mean, she got the wrong ballot. Now, what are you in Denver then? Denver County?
My grandma is in Denver County. Yes.
Okay, so your grandma lives in Denver. So it mm-hmm. looks as though Denver really goofed up there. So here's the thing: she can do one of two things. She can get a replacement ballot,
okay.
Or she can go in and vote.
Does she have to take her time again, Scott, though, and drive down to Denver, take time out of her day, and do this?
The answer is probably yes.
Uh-huh.
You may be able to resolve it on the phone and be able to talk to Denver, but, you know, I can't promise that. You may have to, you know, spend that time to go down. And
She's homeward bound. Homeward bound. Mm-hmm.
Homebound,
right,
yeah.
She needs the absentee ballot. Well, here's the thing. I would suggest, you know, talking to Denver again, and you know, and if you don't get the right answer for someone at the desk, if they say we don't know if she's going to get a ballot, that's not the right answer. So you should, you know, say, look, I'd like to speak to your supervisor or whomever, and I want to know the exact procedures for getting a replacement ballot. She's non-ambulatory; so she has to stay at home, and so we need this absentee ballot.
Scott, should they have provided that at that point, so she doesn't have to go through this whole rigmarole again? What would have been the best way to handle this, and you as Secretary of State in charge of these kind of things, especially in this contentious election?
You know, the answer is maybe, because remember, you're the one who brought it in for your grandmother. So, you know, Denver
I had a mailed-in ballot for her,
right,
and it came to her house.
But when you went down to Denver and you brought the ballot and you said, I want a replacement, remember, you're asking for a replacement for a different person, not for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a wrinkle there. So that's a little bit of a wrinkle because, you know, someone's going to be hesitant just to hand out ballots to someone whose ballot it isn't. They're saying it's for someone else.
True.
And that's a good thing.
So, you want them to be careful about that. So that may very well have been what's going on. So I'm not ready to throw Denver under the bus. Now, maybe if they don't, you know, if they continue to have problems, then... You know, we may really want to focus some blame on them. But at this point, you know, they may be a little bit confused as well, trying to figure this out. Now, is your grandmother in a nursing home or anything along those lines?
No, she we have her at home.
Okay.
She broke her hip a bit ago, and she has a hard time walking. And
gotcha.
So, yeah, it's just really hard for her to get out. And that's why I said, I'll do mail, and I got plenty of time to do it.
Well, what I would do is call back to Denver and call till you get to the the person who can help you out, and then and then if you want, feel free to shoot me an email at my office address.
Okay.
And we have the most complex office addresses, but just look it up on the website and shoot me an email if you continue to run into problems, and we can help connect you to the right person in Denver to make sure that your grandmother has the opportunity to vote.
All right, Katie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Scott. If you would
thank
be
you.
So kind, stay with us for just a second here. Thank you again for joining us. I know it's busy, certainly a busy time of year. Any concerns about voter fraud and what is in place to keep something potentially from happening?
Well, you know, there's always concerns. My view is that in any human endeavor, you know, there's a very small group of people who, if they're tempted by money or power, will do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something we always have to be vigilant about. Colorado, compared to a lot of other states, I think we do a very good job. I mean, we're not perfect, but we do a good job. You know, some of the things that happen, we do have identification at the polls. It's a very weak form of identification. I think we need a stronger, you know, photo ID at the polls. We don't have that in Colorado. Most of our ballots are by mail, just like Kelly's grandmother wants to vote by mail. So we do have signature verification and signature matches. Part of the challenge we have is there is some slop in our voter rolls. So, for example, we know there's a number of non-citizens who are on our voter rolls. I think most of them get there by accident, but we know they're there and haven't been able to, you know, do the types of things we need to make sure that that's fully scrubbed and cleaned and accurate. We also have actually about 10 counties in the state of Colorado where there are more registered voters than there are people. And that sort of gives you a sense of some of the bloat
mm-hmm.
we have on the rolls. Most of those are very rural, small counties, so the numbers can fluctuate a little bit more than sort of the metro counties.
Right.
So we've got that challenge as well. And then you always have the challenge of just running the election. I mean, elections are big. They're complex. They're a lot more complex, I think, than most people realize. When you have, you know, absentee voting and early voting and election day voting and provisional ballots and military ballots coming in. So they can be really complex. And one of the challenges is just making sure that all the parts are moving and you don't have mistakes and error.
What is your confidence level, and we're running short on time, what is your confidence level, 1 to 100%, that this is going to be a clean, absolutely clean and fair election in a swing state and such a big election?
I think I'm looking at about 98-99% confidence.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Scott, thank you very much for coming on. I know you're on the front page of the Post this morning in the story. I mean, you know, this $1,400 story. It's a joke in my mind. It looks like a ridiculous thing. You want to respond to that in any way, shape, or
sure.
form? I looked at that and I said, come on. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. Here's what's going on. I mean, the Post is doing a level of fly-specking and holding sort of my spending to a standard that they've never done to anyone else, and they're certainly not doing it to anyone else. You know, our governor uses his discretionary funds, and these are discretionary funds that don't quite fall within the category of state business. He uses his discretionary funds to fly to Davos, Switzerland, and I don't begrudge him that. I think that's fine. I mean, my predecessor has used discretionary funds for all kinds of things. He went to Taiwan and used some discretionary funds to travel around Taiwan.
Yeah.
And you don't question. And, you
talking
know,
about
I mean,
$1,400? Come on.
But so the Post is, I mean, they're on this just sort of jihad, I think, and it's truly, you know, it's truly a double standard. You know, it's one that I've learned to accept because, you know, let's face it, the Post doesn't exactly like me all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think most people will realize at the end of the day, this is really penny ante, petty stuff that the Post is talking about. The real stuff is, you know, have we gotten a lot of people to register to vote? Are we running a clean election? How are our business registrations? Our fees are among the lowest in the country. Things are working at the office better than they ever have before. I think that's the substance of what we need to focus on.
All right. Scott, thank you very much. Appreciate that, and we'll see you down the road.
Great. Thank you very much.
Continue the good work. Secretary of State Scott Gessler.